What's it like to have, it's one thing to have the certain pecking order in practice, but it's another when coach throws you out there and says, oh, it's going to be TJ and Case and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, this is nothing new to me and Case. We did this all preseason long, so it's kind of back to normal for us. But it was fun. You know, we're splitting first team reps and we're also splitting the scout team. So we're out there getting a ton of reps, running around, being able to kind of just go out there and play football. It was a fun practice.
What have the coaches told you about this competition hit this week for that job?
Just that right now. We're splitting reps, and we'll see how it goes. We're going to take it day by day. You know, Matt's going to, you know, see if he can go. You know, that's going to be up to him and see how he feels. But me and Case will be ready.
DJ, what is the degree of difficulty when you work throughout the week and you're uncertain whether you're going to go or not? Or is that not really much of an issue for you?
You know, it's not too much of an issue. You know, you're getting a good amount of reps in there. You know, we're splitting it 50-50 right down the middle. So, you know, we'll both get a good feel for the offense throughout the week. And, you know, we always stay after and get work otherwise. So, yeah, I think we'll be ready.
Were you surprised at all that he said it could be between you and Case as opposed to saying it's just you?
No, I wasn't surprised. You know, obviously I didn't play particularly well when in relief for Matt. So, you know, I understand.
If it comes down to the 11th hour, how tough will that be? Or would you rather, hey, Friday night, I'll know on my way in the city?
Yeah, I don't know when Coob's going to make a decision if it comes to that. You know, it's one thing I learned from training camp is just control what I can control, not worry about anything, and just, you know, get ready as best as I can and, you know, leave decisions up to the big guy.
How much does it help you that you've had a fair amount of experience now because you've worked for Matt a number of games in the playoffs and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely I have a little bit of edge there being in, you know, tight games, being in loud games. You know, KC is going to be, you know, one of the loudest we play all year. So that's going to be, you know, something to that everybody's going to have to take into account. And, you know, I've been in those situations before, so I think that'll help.
Are the reps going to stay 50-50 all week, TJ, or are they going to change?
As far as I know right now, that's what he's told us.
TJ, those guys have 10 sacks this last week alone. 31 already this season.
Oh yeah, it's one of the best defenses in the league other than ours. You know, we know the challenge ahead of us. It's a, you know, fast defense, strong defense. You know, they you know, lead the league in, I think, takeaways too. So they're you know, we know the challenge, you know, ahead of us, and, you know, we've talked about it as a team what we have to do to be able to you know, win this game and just take care of the ball, control the ball, and you know, run the ball really well, and, you know, keep it out of their hands.
TJ, do you think if you played well on Sunday, you wouldn't be in this competition right now?
You know, maybe, maybe not. You know, Coob has kept me and Case in a pretty close competition, kind of no matter what neither one of us do. You know, ever since training camp, even you know, throughout these weeks that we've been the backups, he's always been keeping us in a very good competition. To, you know, I think it's good to keep us both on our toes and, you know, always out there competing, just, you know, making the best out of it and making each other better.